We're all lonely, you say to me. I know my triceps will be sore tomorrow, so I stretch my muscles to block your face from sight. Your name is redacted, and I'm trying to help you move on from your ex-girlfriend. You are performing grief, and tonight, I understand heartbreak, obviously. A few weeks before, you said you and your girlfriend were finished, and I realized you must trust me. Last year was the best year of your life. Come to college, find yourself. Come to college, find a girl. Come to college, find external validation for displaced longing. Last year, I was never lonely, not for a minute of any day. Now I'm lonely for at least a few hours at a time. The crux of what you're telling me is nothing is absolute and we're all going to die, which is unfortunately what I believed. Too. I know you need me to hug you, but nodding along and drinking water from a dirty coffee cup seems to do the trick. Did you like high school? Is the next question on your mind. If I'm honest, I think Redacted would have disliked me several years ago. It's funny what time does with people we care about. You're trying to say, I was depressed and had almost no social support. Once I lost the thing I desperately wanted, I'm afraid I'll never find it again. I ask how late it is, even though I know it's 1 a.m. Late enough for us to have this conversation. I understand you are a coconut I've cracked open. Boys are hard to break down. After all, weird things happen when it's dark and quiet and friends are watching a movie some feet away. I tell you to get really into a sports team, like I care about the players, French Bulldogs, diets, and fastballs, kind of interested. Nothing is absolute, you repeat. Remember your own advice.